We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, let's get going here for a Friday Reardon Roundtable, 4th of July weekend. Jane Duker is in the house. How are you this afternoon?
I am not hiding in the trees.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Hold on to that thought. We will explain.
I thought that was a good opening.
It was a good opening, but we have to explain it to the audience.
Yeah.
We'll do that in just a second.
I'm going to run it on loop.
Oh, my. How many years have we known each other? You've been out of control ever since I've probably met you, and now you're even more out of control. In a
pretty
good
much.
Way, though. I like that right now,
you.
Jane. So hang on.
We need it.
Jane Evans, former state rep, former executive director of the Missouri Republican Party. She's now the head of the Missouri Federation for Children. Jane, welcome back.
I am also not hiding in the trees.
Jeff Rainford, former chief of staff for Mayor Slay with Rainford.
Come on, Jeff. Are you in the
associates.
Trees or not in the trees?
I'm not in the trees, but Jean is a former, but at least she's got something that makes her a current. I'm just a former.
Well, let's explain. Let me start with the latest here, Jean. We'll circle back to the trees in a second, because now you have Cal Harris, who's now the former chief of staff for County Executive Sam Page, who recorded. Well, I mean, I don't know if we have the straight story here, but there was a sexual episode in his office that was captured on a phone, right?
Well, he admits he taped it.
Right. So there was oral sex being performed on him with his county lanyard on, right? It's clearly. Yeah. Have you seen the video?
No.
Okay. But
no, thank you.
The attorney.
That would have been entrapment right there.
I mean, is that sexy or what? He's wearing his lanyard. Woo, baby.
But see.
I mean, right? Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I was a chief of staff. Jeff, you're a chief of staff. This is weird.
Hang on. I want to get your response to this. So Travis Noble is the defense attorney that is retained by Cal Harris, saying that his client did not show the recording or send it to anyone. How is that possible?
It leapt off his phone.
So this seems to me like a situation where someone's hacked on Twitter, like Anthony Weiner says, no, I wasn't, you know, or I was hacked. In other words, something happens, something goes out, and they say I was hacked, and then you find out they weren't hacked. I mean, how would someone have access just to glean this from the phone?
And only this. I mean, you have the chief of staff for the county executive, and you're going to hack his phone. And I mean, the sex video is fine, but I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff on there, too. I mean, come on.
But wouldn't that be pretty easy with forensic science to determine?
That's why it's good. It's with the Highway Patrol.
Right.
Because they have a cyber unit, and they are very equipped.
Let me get reaction. Jeff, I want to just reaction to this as a fellow Democrat in the region where we're having these things happen on a regular basis, which are scandalous.
So, if this was a one-time thing within the Page administration, you'd go, you know what, sometimes stuff happens. But unfortunately, he, and I say this as a supporter, he runs a loose ship, and these things seem to happen to him a lot. So I think this is bad for him. What happened to Cal Harris, he resigned, and he should. And if he committed a crime, he should. What I find sort of interesting is however they got the video, whether he sent it to a buddy who sent it to a buddy and it got out, or however it got out, somebody got it. And that somebody sent it to Shamit Dogan, who's running against Sam, didn't send it to the police, didn't send it to the press. They had an internet address from Switzerland to cover their tracks. They sent it to him. Shamit then sent it to Harder, but Harder said he got it anonymously. So the whole thing on what happened, he clearly, whatever Cal did, he did, and nobody's going to be able to deny that, and that's going to be a problem for Sam to have to deal with. But this, how this thing is getting around, you know, disseminating this tape, if Cal did it, that's a crime he committed. But whoever then turned around, got it, and sent it to Shamit, it probably committed
Jane,
a crime, too.
Would you agree with that? That could potentially be a crime as well, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, you have to have intent and whatnot. And, I mean, look, I don't know what they did. It's not my issue. All I know is that a woman was victimized by the top of government, and it's
the top of government. It's fine for Rainford to say all that because I understand that.
It's intriguing, but it's not relevant.
But that's what the administration has said as well. That's the only
it's
thing.
So
they,
no, no, no. There can be two crimes here. Cal Harris could have committed a crime. Sam ran a loose ship and hired a guy that screwed up. And you could have Sam's political people. And there's a book called Bonfire of the Vanities, where everybody was guilty of something. You can have more than one bad actor in a story.
The point is, Gene, this administration isn't condemning the act at all. They're just raising questions about how the video
came
out.
They're worried about politics.
Yeah,
yes.
And to Jeff's point, too, it's just been one thing after another. We had the auditor who wasn't an auditor. We had the help director who was flipping people off and lying. And
Weaver, who was indicted.
We've had
Rochelle Walton Gray, the vaccine coordinator.
These are calculated political decisions. I have to say, like, if I were still at the ED of the party, I would be doing press releases every other day about men behaving badly in the Democrat Party in St. Louis between the city indictments, this happening in the county.
The woman.
They're all men. And so, well, they're all Democrats, too, but they're all men. And there are, I mean, we have men in our party behaving badly, too, but it is.
He's breaking Brighton's law.
Yeah, you're a potential U.S. Senate candidate.
Right. Yeah, Brighton's law.
Jane's old prom day, too, but that was a long time ago. So explain the, I always love to get that in there.
I actually went to a prom. That's where we differ.
All right, well, that's a good point. Touche, Duker. Sam in the trees. So reporters are trying to get something from our county
executive.
Well,
because executive. He won't, okay, first of all, he's a coward. He won't debate me. And now he literally will not make a statement about this. It's been 48 hours and he has not talked to a single reporter. This is your top guy. He was a door away from you and you have nothing to say. So reporter, a cameraman from Channel 5, found him at an event where he was headlining for another elected.
Try to ask questions.
Yeah. And he took a fake phone call and went into the trees. That's not even my usual Jane hyperbole. Go to KSDK.com and watch him take a phone call in the trees.
I retweeted it.
Then he had the security. This really ticks me off, though. He had the security detail talk to the press and say he doesn't want to comment. That is not an appropriate use of security detail.
No, I would agree with that.
And it's offensive.
Odd.
And it's because, well, first of all, his chief of staff is now gone. The chief of operations, she's on a plane. She's on vacation for 2 weeks. Who is running county government?
All right, Jane, I know this is difficult, but you have to stay out of the next part of the conversation.
Yes.
Just hang on, because I have asked Rainford this question. Gene, I want you to get involved here, too. But the question I asked awkwardly maybe a month ago was, because I saw the look on your face, can Jane Duker win this thing? And I think there was hesitation and maybe some belief that it could happen. I think the game has changed a bit here. Jeff Rainford.
Again, it's awkward, and so Jane, don't take anything. You know I like Jane. So because I'm on the show and I owe it to you, Mark, I'm going to tell you what I really think, which is this hurt him. The thing with Tony Weaver hurts him. The thing with all the things Gene talked about hurts him. I think that he will still win. It'll be closer than it should be. He'll probably at least convince some independent to take a look at it the same way that John Woods guy is dabbling in the U.S. Senate race. And I think he will be, if I had to predict today, he will end up winning and being the county executive, and he'll be very weakened. And if he is very weakened county executive, it's bad for the region.
Where is support coming from?
The liberal base of the party, you know, the people who vote in primaries tend to be the most extreme members on both sides. So
You're a dino. That's the problem.
Well,
I mean, you're too moderate.
Well, he's an incumbent,
we'll find out.
He has the power of incumbency when it comes to raising money, although it seems that Jane is doing a good job of raising money. But I'm going to say...
Oh, I'm going to outraise him.
Something similar to what I said last time when we were here, we talked about that, which is that this may not be it. So there seems to be a continuing drip.
If dominoes fall, right.
Yeah, they keep falling.
Well, I say that based on what I know today. At some point... You would think if these things just keep piling up, new things keep piling up, just like Eric Greitens. We keep waiting for all the pileup to start showing on Eric Greitens, and the last public polls still have Eric Greitens ahead, and you kind of look at the voters and go, what's it going to take?
Yeah. Well, except there's
seven candidates there. There's only me and him. This domino is going to fall a lot faster for him.
two things I want to comment on. When Jeff and Gene agreed on the pattern thing, I said that's, I think, yesterday on the air to somebody, look, if this was just a one-off sex scandal, we'd all get a kick out of it and have fun, but I don't think it would hurt the county executive or the administration that much. But there is this pattern, and the pattern is not getting better, it's getting worse. I'd say part of the pattern here, just on the missteps, is the news about Chief Fitch and the pension as well. So explain that, Jane, what happened. We've talked about that before. The councilman has been, former police chief, been on the show before. Mm-hmm. He was the police chief of St. Louis County. He stepped out of that job. He retired. And then he...
He was a police officer for 30 years for St. Louis County. And he earned a pension.
Right. But then he became a county councilman. And they said, you can't double dip, is what they said.
Which is ridiculous because, one, he had already earned the pension. And it was based on the nonsense that he was like a full-time employee for the county. And it was a joke from day one. And it was so bad that the judge is going to give attorney's fees to his lawyer.
Yeah, wow. So the county has to pay attorney's fees the back salary.
And so the county counselor came to the St. Louis County Council and said, we want to hire outside lawyers. The council said no. And they said, you know why? We don't think that we're not in the business of taking people's pensions away illegally. And so, no, we're not going to give you a lawyer to do this. And they said, well, we're going to default. Sam went out and broke the law anyway and went and got and paid for outside counsel.
Jeez.
So, and the council said no, and he ignored them again because they said, we don't want to pay both sides of a dispute where we know the outcome. And, you know, so, I mean, even Democrats are like, we don't take pensions from people. That's not what we do. And so here we are again. He loses another court case because it's spiteful. He just is kicked off at Page.
It didn't seem like that was
Fitch.
Too tough to call, that whole pension case.
I would have if, let's just say that Francis, instead of being mayor, was county executive. We'd have handled it a lot differently and probably tried to figure out how to use the whole situation to get Chief Fitch to be a reliable vote for us rather than have him end up being your enemy.
He voted for Sam to be the county executive.
I don't know how much detail county voters are going to pay attention to, but what they can see is that he does not have control of that county council, and they're fighting back and forth. And that was one of the things when Francis was mayor for 16 years, he figured out, how do I get along with a majority was 15? How do I get along with 15 or more aldermen? Because we have to be able to work together. And that, to me, is the failure. You guys can argue about the details of the pension and this, that, and the other. The failure is that he does not have four reliable votes on that council out of seven.
Right. All right. Hang tight. We're coming back. It's a Reardon Roundtable, 4th of July weekend. Much more still to hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.